Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio. This episode is entitled, Your Body is the Wind.
Hi, it's been a while since I've been in for an appointment. I don't really know exactly what words to use to talk about it, it's been a year. I should be able to talk about this now. It's been so hard. I hadn't really thought about it in a while, but dealing with this, but I was in such a trance.
I didn't think about anything else, and she was the only thing on my mind, and I thought she was perfect. And
I mean, I guess it still bothers me. Like,
it was like that for so long.
You know, I've kind of just been trying to live my life lately and get away from it all.
We're good at the start, but even afterwards,
you know, it's kind of just something.
It was obvious that something was wrong.
You know, I've been trying to move past him lately, but I guess. Lately, I've been reflecting on it a lot.
I can't even relate to what I was thinking anymore.
While all that was going on, like it was just.
I never really.
It was so obvious. Thought that she wasn't good for me, and that I just I should have left, and I just didn't. I don't.
It was so obvious.
I don't know why.
I guess we'd been together for a while at that point, but like, and you know, like leaving people is scary, but especially when I just started being miserable and. We were fighting all the time, and well, if we weren't fighting all the time, it was more she was fighting me, and like, you know, when I started questioning myself and doubting myself in the relationship, and when, you know, things were just not going well, I guess, and when
Jenny and I broke up
hard
a while
to go
ago,
but I should have known that
I broke up with her, I guess it wasn't very mutual.
I almost didn't relate to that period of my life like a year ago
while we were still together, and
I can't even remember exactly why
things weren't going
when
so great,
I decided that I needed to go, or like,
you know, like
what snapped me out of it.
She started with accusing me of things, she was paranoid, she was paranoid, accusing me of going out, I was in bed, she was sleeping on the couch, she was really upsetting me, hiring a hitman to kill her, and the milk out for about an hour, and just completely nonsensical things.
And she would come out and she would have some little piece of evidence, like a cloth or dirt on my shoes, and she would come and shout at me about going out past 11 thinking about my life and go meet a friend who went wrong, and, you know,
what I was doing wrong.
No, for really, I was so convinced that it was my fault and that I was such an idiot. I was like that. I was the worst.
I guess
ever
it all came to a head.
It didn't even spoil. Jenny, I just come home.
Really, really cared about it.
Work at the office.
Satisfied her.
And home. You know, I was
work at the
amazed
office.
That she
I just come back from work at the office.
Wanted me around, and
I'd been
doing
the
reality all this bad
month
stuff
then,
was going
so.
On.
I had to catalog
really,
all of the
it wasn't my fault
expenses
and it wasn't about the ink and it wasn't about all this.
I
guess I was just
I came
about
into
my
the
life
to the house and left my key in the key bowl.
How I got to this
I
point
took my
and
shoes
I thought
off,
about
and
something
then,
that my
mama
Jenny
said to me, she said
kind of just whipped her head around the corner
cloudy
and came storming in
and
it just kind of
and I think I'd almost never seen her.
Then I started thinking even more, and
up,
I started
up to
thinking
that point,
about
so
the signs and what was happening.
So enraged,
I
was genuinely
I can't believe
frightened.
By
after all this
her.
Time, and
now
I'm here,
been,
and things
I've been
are frightened
better.
And sad before.
Now,
like
I haven't talked to her in a while
about like the circumstances.
She's no longer
controls
my life anymore.
But
I just.
Me screwing things up, but this time it just
it's
felt
so
different.
Surreal being
I was
here.
Really genuinely worried.
But
a year
she came
later,
out
and she had this.
While I'm still thinking about it, things are so
this
different.
2 liter
and
farmer's milk.
I can't believe that
threw
so
it
long
at
ago.
Like
I thought that
from across the
like
living room, she was
bad.
On the other side of the couch. She biffed it at me.
I managed to dodge it. I guess. I don't know if it was her aim wasn't quite good or. What it was, but it hit the lamp behind me and that fell off the table and broke, and that was really startling. And then she started shouting at me about leaving the milk out and like how that was a sign that I'd cheated on her with my friend Charlotte and how we were secretly having this affair together and how everything I ever, she was just shouting at me and saying that everything I'd ever done was a malicious attack against her and that I was the worst person in the world. And I was so in shock that I almost don't even remember exactly how the events go. I think I probably just
scrubbed
it
out
of
my
brain.
Because
It was
just
it was such a
terrible
time.
Terrible
but
time.
That's
but
when it kind of.
That's when it kind of.
It just all went down.
I was in such disbelief.
I
started churning back at her.
And started churning back at her.
I started churning. Shouted at anybody really. I'm a rather quiet person, but at that point, I just didn't know what else to do. I didn't know what else to say, and I guess I just,
I just remember when I was a kid, we would, there's these gravel pits. I showed them to you when we came back, last summer. Do you remember they're like those deep kind of quarries? We used to like roll around in there and like get really dirty and messy. And it was just like great as a kid, get like caked in mud and all that kind of stuff. And I remember this one time we brought this kid named Irving, who was like, I don't know. I think he was like, His father owned the general store, and because of that, he was sort of like a privileged kid. Like, for instance, he would practice violin once an hour every day, and like he would never come out to play during that like 1 hour between like 3 o'clock to four, right? And he was also like just like this total virtuoso, like ballet dancer, and he was a painter, and he was like, anyways, we bring him down to the quarry one day. And we're like all getting caked in mud, and it's like a great old time. And there's Irving on the sidelines, and it's like, look at this guy who's like such an artist and like is apparently so talented and everyone thinks he's going to go off and do great things, but he's not even like in the quarry. And it's like, you know, don't sing if you can't shout, you know, like what's even the point of coming down to the quarry or like even doing any sort of like artist arty thing, you know, if you can't like, you know, get a little caked in mud every once in a while. I mean, like, I know that always kind of irked me, you know.
Possible faces, and you keep taking away my own. I keep my winged smile in case you need to fly somewhere else. I have your voice and your skin. I want to be heard and healed. Black cuts that need to be kissed and licked. I have a short period of time to understand what your eyes have to say. But I cannot understand where they're going next. If one day you find me sitting in the corner of your mind, I will have a world full of faith waiting for you. Come and open my eyes and find the light. In a world that lacks of love, if one day you find me, I will keep my morning spark in the hope that you'll bring your flesh and burn once again to keep us both warm.
So this one time I tried growing some mushrooms, and so turns out I did some of the things wrong. Like I did some of the steps wrong, where I was aiming for like 50 grams of yield, but we accidentally got like 500, and it was just insane. Anyways, we were eating these, and actually no, we made the tea, and so accidentally. We dosed ourselves twice because you're supposed to like drink the cup and then put like and then wait and then drink your second cup, but I just didn't know and we're just like that. So I'm just like really off the top of my head, you know, I'm not just like not experiencing anything. And I'm on the floor because I can't get up because I'm afraid that if I get up, I'm gonna like continue my evolution and, you know, get rid of this like headspace and this reality I'm in. And then I'm just like, and then I started to think on the floor. I had like the sketchbook in front of me and just like drawing weird circles. Anyways, what happened, this was in the Netherlands, by the way, so mushrooms were legal by then. I think they still are, but anyways, I'm on the floor and I'm just thinking about like Bart in like other realities. And so I'm on the floor and I'm like, what if, you know, because I know there's other me's out there. And what would happen if I, you know, if I just got up and killed myself right now? And, you know, I would just become another one of me's, you know, I would become a me that was a bird or me that was, you know, that wasn't a human or, you know, me that was a tiger or something. And so I'm just laughing and crying at this both at the same time, and I was just like, and I told this my theory to my friend, and he's like, no, are you crazy? No, stop, don't do that. I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna do it, trust me, you know. And I was like, if this was really bad, and you know, someone would time travel back from the future and, you know, tell me that, you know, not do this. And then I go to the kitchen and I grab like a, you know, a glass of water, and I see this bird that I was just thinking of I wanted to be, and it just flew across the window and just like looked at me in the eyes, and I could just like feel it say, yeah, exactly. I could just feel it say, dude, don't do it. I'm like, I'm not even gonna do it, guys. It was just this theory. And I'm and like, I'm crying, crying so much tears. And I'm also laughing uncontrollably. It's just, my friend's like, hey, are you okay? I'm like, yeah! I'm like, I'm better than okay. This is amazing.
Must be some really good stuff.
Man, it was so weird. It was so weird. It's...
What if the bird was like...
No, I still had enough control in myself that, you know, I could do it.
Like, I always thought after death would be like, game over, pitch black and infinite silence. No visuals, no audio. It's just pitch black. And you experience that, like, darkness forever.
Well, you wouldn't be there to experience it.
Mm-hmm. Your soul would be.
I don't know, like, if you can ask me, or if you do, to me, like, after you die, the soul thing, I would call an energy and just, like, blends into the earth, you know, it's like recycling forever.
It is, yeah. So you believe in reincarnation, or you do you just believe that souls can
I just believe that my body is just gonna be a like food for the plants, and my energy would be the like energy source for the earth. I don't know, it could be like a wind or like some sort of spark for flowers to grow or whatever. But I never thought that there would be like other, you know, next level.
Hey, hey you. I got your back. It's okay. You know, life is hard, but you don't have to worry about that. It's gonna be okay. You're not alone. You know, sometimes it feels like you're going to sleep or you're waking up, and it's like, what is the point? And I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. We're in this together. I'm here for you. You know, sometimes we get carried away with the things that feel important to us, you know, trying to achieve goals or, you know, live up to other people's expectations. But that's made up. You don't have to do that. You can just be, you know? And I know there's this rent and bills and all these pressures, but you know, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna, you know, I'll help you. You just like, ask me for what you need and I'll be here. And you know, sometimes you fill your ears with all this nonsense. You watch TV and you have all this pop culture coming into you, but if you just clear your mind for a moment, I have some truths for you, something that will really help you, you know? You have infinite time. You have infinite time, just relax. You know, and you know, your body knows everything. It wants to tell you the truth. And we have all these thoughts and they get in the way, but if you just still your mind for a moment and listen to your body, your body knows what you need to heal. So I'm gonna walk you through a meditation, okay? We're gonna close our eyes and start with the breath. It starts with the breath. Notice as the breath enters your mouth or your nose. hits the back of your throat. Notice the temperature of the air. Is it warm? Is it cold? Let it fill up your lungs. Feel it deep in the bronchites of your lungs. Notice as the air enters your bloodstream. I'm gonna walk you through each of your body parts. I'm gonna just really feel them, you know? I'm gonna start with our left hand, the back of your left hand, feeling all the tiny little hairs. Are they feeling heavy? Is there things moving next to them? Just noticing whatever they're feeling and not thinking about it too much, just feeling. Then going up towards your fingertips, one finger at a time, your pinky, your ring finger, middle finger, index finger, your thumb. And now we're going to jump to the inside of your hand, the palm, feeling all the little wrinkles of your palm. We're going to follow your palm up towards your fingertips, feeling the knuckles and the joints of your pinky, your ring finger, your middle finger, your index finger, and your thumb. And now your wrists, we're going to notice our wrists. And now we're going to feel our entire hand as if it were one glove of awareness. Okay, and now we're going to do the same for the other hand. And then we're going to go up towards our elbows, slowly inflating this glove. And up towards our shoulders until your arms are like two giant balloons of awareness, feeling them both at once. And we're going to go through the shoulders and down your spine. Feeling each vertebrae one at a time. Going down, down, down. Then noticing our internal organs. Saying, thank you, heart. You beat every day, nonstop for our entire life. Your liver, your stomach, your kidneys, your intestines, all your sexual organs. And then going down towards our knees, feeling our legs. Then down towards our ankles. Then towards our toes, feeling our body as one giant glove of awareness. Now we're going to walk through our head. Starting at the back of the skull, we're going to go up around the ears, towards your forehead, feeling your temples, feeling your eyebrows, feeling your eye sockets, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your tongue and teeth, your cheeks, and your chin, relaxing every part of your body as you think of it. Now we're going to feel our whole body as one giant glove of awareness, feeling it all at once. And now ask your body, what are you feeling?
Humans have always advanced by non-conforming as humans have always advanced by non-conforming as humans have always advanced by non-conforming as is one of the last silent films.
It is one of the last silent films.
After endless miles in sand and wind, they arrive.
Humans have always advanced by non-conforming as one of the last silent.
Jag är en av rösterna du kan använda för att talsätta ditt innehåll.
The human body is composed of elements of difficulty with the term wind is that it is widely and freely used.
After endless miles in sand and wind.
After endless miles in sand and
wind.
He did not blow a dove out of his mouth. He breathed.
They arrive. The human body is composed of.
He breathed.
Elements of difficulty with the term wind is that it is widely and freely used. Perhaps the ash.
the experience of being human is intangible. With one blow, roaring violently. The concept that wind was a pathological agent.
After rain and sand and windless miles, they arrive.
He did not blow a dove out of his mouth. He breathed.
After endless miles in sand and wind, they arrive.
Humans have always advanced by non-conforming.
The human body is composed of elements. A difficulty with the term wind is that it is widely and freely used.
It is one of the last silent films.
Perhaps the image of flying insects.
They arrive. The human body is composed of elements. The difficulty with the term wind is that it is widely and freely
Your
used.
Your body is a wind.
After endless miles in sand and wind, they arrive. The human body is composed of elements. A difficulty with the term wind is that it is widely and freely used.
Perhaps the image of flying insects, the phenomenon, has come to be used as a metaphor.
Perhaps the image of flying insects, the phenomenon, has come to be used as a metaphor. Perhaps the image of flying insects, the phenomenon, has come to be used as a metaphor. Perhaps the image of flying insects, the phenomenon, has come to be used as a metaphor.
Perhaps the image of flying insects, the phenomenon, has come to be used as a metaphor. Like the wind, spirit is invisible. Like a wild beast tangled in a net.
After endless miles in sand and wind,
they
the human body is composed.
Elements are difficulty with the term wind is that it is.
Your body is the wind.
Your body is the wind.
Your body is the wind.
Gina de demostración acute, N. Your body is the wind.
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 Your body is the wind. Your body is the wind.
Your body is the wind.
Your body is the wind.
Your body is the wind.
Your body is
your body is the wind.
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 You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio. This episode was entitled Your Body is the Wind. It featured contributions from Lil McDonald, Ross Unger, Aidan McMahon, Raph McDonald, Mauricio Guterres, Sue Iplixi, Bart Kuchner, Denise Erce, Aylin Sostiner, Jason Everett, Devin Chambers, Mark Hines, and David Clark. Sound design and mixing were by David Clark. This week's episode was produced at NASCAD University in Halifax and the ZKU, the Center for Art and Urbanistics in Berlin. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.